obviously with Aaron and some of the stars not playing on Saturday, what's the plan for Thursday? Are you going to try to get those guys some time?
I don't have a plan for you right now. We're going to practice today. We have some moving. We got some things that are still moving around as far as getting down to 75. So we'll get that figured out after practice today. As far as the full play time, we'll meet on that as a staff tomorrow.
Like, how's Randall Cobb coming along?
Doing good. He's been here the whole time, so making progress.
So, Mike, you'll have some guys practice today, and then they'll get the bad news later on. I mean, there'll be some guys that will take part.
Potentially.
Can I go back to Randall? Any reason to think that he won't be ready for the
open? I don't have any injury updates on any of our players.
Mike, you were saying after the game, I thought it was good where you said it's just unrealistic to say I'm never playing my starters in preseason at all. But is this a particular? You also talked about how this game is a challenge. I mean, how difficult is this week with trying to figure out who's going to be on your team? You got more cuts coming after it. How much you're going to play guys that are going to be playing on opening? It just seems like a challenging week.
This is a very difficult game to play with the 75 cut. You know, the Tuesday before the game. So, and that's why it takes so long. I can't tell you how many different conversations we've had. I mean, that's why things are still moving. So, and that's why you really want to be prepared. Unfortunately, if something happens today, it's practice. And the fact of the matter is there's more than 75 players that we would like to line up and play on Thursday. So, and that's our challenge to get down to 75. So this is tough. These 7 days, Sunday to Sunday, is the hardest part of for everybody. You know, personnel department, coaching staff, and myself.
I can change things with the coaching staff. You change some of the things you've done in camp, kind of as a whole. How do you think this camp fared?
Every camp's different. I look at some of the things we did schedule-wise. We had probably two things we adjusted from last year. I think they worked out well. Every training camp takes a different path. I mean, particularly, I'd say the first 2 weeks I felt very good about the way we practiced, the ability to get through all the installations, the quality of the practice, the competitiveness of the practice. Week one preseason, going up there, I thought we got off to a good start against New England. Pittsburgh, very disjointed. I think the effect of the injury to Jordy, affected guys during the game. So, from an adversity standpoint, that's a learning opportunity there. And then the game against Philadelphia, you had some good things, you had some bad things, and you had some ugly things go on. So, there's always an up and down to every path through training camp, but that's kind of where we are after 3 weeks, three preseason games.
And Mike, was sitting Aaron on Saturday night, was that an easy call for you?
I think it was the right call. Just like all these playtime conversations, it's you start with the individual, you start with the people he's playing with. There's goals and targets you're trying to hit, so it's never really the same every year. I mean, you have a general format or philosophy on how you like to go through four games, but it doesn't usually always work out that way. So there's just factors that you can't control, whether it's the way younger player comes on where you're trying to move him up or one's going down. And so it's just really working through all those different variables to decide how you're going to play your team each and every week.
Can I ask one other quarterback play time-ish question? I know you wanted to get Scott work last week, and you obviously couldn't. You got what you wanted to get, I think, out of the other two. So do you want to get Scott some extra work this week, ideally?
Well, I mean, we'll see how today goes. And once again, what's going on around them factors in that decision, too.
What would make you feel good, Mike, coming off the field Thursday?
Everybody gets to play a bunch. Everybody has an opportunity to show, their value to making the football team. And really, the A number one is just be healthy. I hate talking about it because I think when you do that, you jinx yourself. So. But just everybody maxes out their opportunity against the Saints.
Mike, do you have any concern that the five guys that you thought were going to be your offensive line starters will be ready for week one? Do you have any concern about that?
That's a very creative injury question. Nice job.
You've talked a lot about hoping to start the season fast. Is all this that's happened here the last couple of weeks, is that worry you a little bit as far as getting to where you want to get for week one?
I really think that, this is kind of a phase of preparation that you go through. I've always felt that you have an installation phase in training camp, and then you have the preseason game, the player evaluation phase. And then really, Monday kicks off the opportunity to have a fast start. So, you obviously like to build momentum through the installation phase and the preseason phase as you go into the regular season. So, but no, I'm not concerned about it because, frankly, there's some things you can't control, and you just keep working and keep, working through the different variables and setting the plan, and we'll have a good plan come Monday.
Mike, is there any chance in this practice and whatever you do tomorrow before the game that you start looking ahead to the following week, or is this all about preparing
those
final?
Everything we do today is going to be for on a practice field will be for the Saints, and everything we do tomorrow will be for the Saints.
Mike, we don't get you after practice. Is there a chance Jared Aberderis might finally be able to?
I'm hopeful Jared Aberderis practices today, and that's one of the moving variables that we have, and getting ready for 75 because obviously he hasn't practiced yet.
More. Hey, Mike, I know you had two camps already with Miles White here, but what do you think of the progress he's made from when he got in 13 to 40?
Oh, Miles White? Oh, I think he's made a ton of progress. I think he's gained weight. He's stronger. He has an understanding of our offense, made plays. He took advantage of his opportunities, made some tough plays. But, the step that he needed, the most improvement in was the special teams, and I thought he did a nice job this past week. So very much improved, hardworking. He's a young man. You like to see be successful.
How do you weigh this practice today and the game on Thursday as far as picking that roster? I mean, is it easy to overreact, or do you want to see a guy win a job on Thursday? I guess how do you view that in the larger picture of everything that you've done here?
I mean, every time you take the practice field, it's important. We're preparing to play the Saints, and how these young men perform Thursday night will factor in, what happens to them as far as, our roster. So it's important. Frankly, I really don't understand your question. I hope I answered it. Yeah.
Well, I guess I was wondering, can a job be won on Thursday, or do you have to be careful
absolutely.
Not to look too hard at one game? You've got 3 months of other information.
No, I think when you get to this point, you have combination of players that you're looking at. And how they play together, how they play individually, how they fit to the locker room. What do your numbers look like? We don't, my depth chart, I don't have a set number of defensive linemen, set number. If you look at our history, we don't just line up with the same 53 positions, break down each and every year. So we really try to stay focused on keeping, the players that we feel give us the best chance to go through a season. And then from that also build a very strong practice squad.
Mike, Donnie's had to shake off the rust from the ACL. We haven't really seen Jared much off the ACL, but Malumba seems to have had a really good summer. He had another sack in the game. I don't know if you thought that was a penalty or not on it, but just what have you seen from him, and how pleased are you with where?
I like what Andy's done. I mean, number one, you have that hurdle that you have to get over when you have the major injury. I think he's clearly stepped over that. So I think he's playing some of the best football that he's played in his time here. So, and I'd like to see Andy take another step, Thursday against the Saints.
Mike, when the emphasis you place on chemistry in your locker room, how much does that play into this final roster evaluation? In other words, are you watching guys' demeanor and how they handle this moment and with their teammates around them instead of going all out to just make a splash play for themselves? Where does that factor
in? It all factors. Being a good teammate is important. Some teams may weigh that, differently. I don't know, but it's important here. There's always in history we'll teach you these kind of lessons. I mean, you don't want to go through a whole spring, with a player, and then go through a whole training camp with a player, and then he finally, he makes the team, and then you see a different guy on that first Monday. in week one. That's bothersome. It may have happened in the past. So those are the kind of things you look for when it comes down to the dynamics of your locker room.